This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun's starting to pop up a bit and start the day off. It's a bit cool, but it's going to warm up today. Possible rain later today. It's going to be a good day to get out there this morning and really get some things taken care of, right? So, you know, I was thinking about some different things to discuss, and I got an email the other day, maybe just like 2 days ago, and the title is 34 Perennials You Need to Cut Back in the Fall. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's actually a really good idea, because that is some of the questions people have out there. So, you kind of have a list of them, but you can find this list at thespruce.com, and then go to their garden section and look up the perennials, right? But I'll go through a few of the more common, like a bearded iris, right? Cut that back to about 6 inches. Bee balm, we're cutting that back. You know, maybe it's selective thinning, that type of thing. You know, some of them have to be cut back just based on because they tend to get more of the powdery mildew, so that's why we're doing it. Some of it can just be left until spring, right? So that one's an in-between, right? Let's see, what else we got here? There's some catmint, right? You can prune them throughout the season, but, you know, cutting those back in the fall is a good one to do. Let's see, what else we've got? Daylilies, right? Remove spent flowers. Stalks after blooming, encouraging new flowers to rebloom during the season. But they do respond well to shearing in the fall. So that's a good one, right? Cutting those straight back. A lot of people have them. Another one, hollyhocks. Those can be cut back to the, after they're done blooming to just clean up the healthy appearance. Let's see, there was another one here that I saw earlier. All right. So a peony, right? Peonies need a period of cold to set buds for the following season, along with the fact that their foliage is prone to mildew. That is the reason enough to cut them back in the fall. Effective foliage can be removed in late summer. Healthy foliage will turn golden in the fall. That's your sign to prune. That's a good one, right? Peonies have become ever more popular, but you always wonder, what do I do with them? You know, leave them? Cut them? What do I do? So that's one on there. There's a number of other plants on here that you could take a look at. But I thought it was interesting, you know, because there are lots of questions on, do I prune it back? Do I not? What do I do? When do I prune it back? And I will tell you this. On a lot of the plants, we want the plant to show us that it is ready to take that winter nap, right? It's going into hibernation. It's doing its thing. And how do we know that? Well, the foliage will start to turn colors. It'll start to turn that yellowy brown like it's been hit by frost, right? Once the foliage is hit and that green is starting to retreat to the base of the plant, that's the time to cut back. Because from there, the plant has said, all right, I'm good. It's told you, cut me back. Do it. Just finish it. But you know, you can cut them back now. It's just the best time to do it is when the plant has completely finished what it was doing. So you don't have to cut back all perennials, all shrubs, all roses. You don't have to cut all those things back. It's kind of a case-by-case basis. Some of them you do, some you don't. So that's just something we're thinking about right now as we clean up, right? So we're cleaning the yard, we're cleaning the beds. You know, maybe we're remulching, maybe we're adding compost to the top of the planting beds. We're adding leaves to the top of the vegetable garden, letting them sit for the winter. But this is the time to do some of that cleanup while you can. And while you can still kind of enjoy it outside, you know, you could be out there in a t-shirt maybe versus a winter coat, those types of things. So just some thoughts. But if you go to thespruce.com, they have it on their website. It's 34 perennials to cut back in the fall. I just I find that it's a good one. Good article, good website with timely information. So take a look at it because, like I said, I think it's a good one. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, I was just thinking about the website that I was talking about. It's not just about gardening. It's about all other things too, home improvement, decor, all those things. So you can get some really cool ideas. I've looked through some of the other parts of the website because it's like, oh, what, you know, what else is going on? But it's pretty cool. Anyways, what else can we do in the garden? Well, have you thought about pruning some trees? You know, here's a thought, right? Because a lot of our trees have lost a lot of the leaves, and now you can start to see in there which branches are actually rubbing on the other branches. Right? So, getting rid of some of the dead and damaged before winter. Before, you know, it gets worse. Right, so say something's rotting, you know, the tree has a branch in there that's dead, and it's rotting. Well, can you imagine just sitting there over winter, getting cold, it's an open spot, you know, snow piles on it, maybe it breaks off, hits another branch, causes some more damage, etc. So right now would be a good time to clean up some of that dead and damaged branching in your shrubs and trees. Right? A lot of your deciduous trees and shrubs have lost a lot of their leaves at this point. So you can see it easier. So it's just some thoughts for you of other things you can be doing now instead of waiting until, you know, next year. Because plants focus on all these things. Anyways, we have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. My rose bushes are about 3 feet tall. Can I cut them down now?
Yeah, no, you can. It's the time of year where you definitely could. You know, the ground is starting to freeze. Starting to get cool. But if you want to cut them down, have at it. What type of roses are they?
I don't know. They're pink. That's all I know.
Okay. Hey, no problem. But you can definitely cut them back in the fall to, you know, maybe it's 6-8 inches. Maybe it's more than that. You know, you said it was 3 feet tall. You could probably cut it in half if you wanted to.
They're at least 3 feet tall, maybe even.
Yeah, so this is a good time to do it. You know, once we've kind of gotten a good frost, right? And I think, we've had a decent frost here in Chelmsford, Mass. So you should have gotten one, I would think.
We did, yeah.
And so that will allow the plant to say, all right, it's winter. You know, maybe it's waiting for the, like, really heavy, heavy pruning until spring. But maybe you cut it in half. So you said it's 3 feet at least. You know, maybe cut off a foot.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
Yep. And just prune it out, trim it, thin it. I think you'll be good.
How about the lilac bushes? Can I do those till now?
I would wait on the lilac bushes till after they're done blooming in the spring.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend and week. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thank you, Margaret.
Bye, Margaret.
Bye-bye. Bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break, but give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. So stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Leslie's in Maine.
Leslie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know you have talked about hydrangeas hundreds of times. I'm confused, so I'm going to give you my problem.
Okay.
My bush is more than 5 feet tall and equally as wide. The bloom, the little buds are out there, maybe the size of a half dollar. They're not going to bloom. I have 3 flowers on it. I don't know what the problem is. Do I cut it as soon as, I mean, we've had frost, but do I cut it back now to 5 or 6 inches above the ground? Or the last 2 seasons I've let it alone, I haven't trimmed.
Okay. Now the flowers, what color, so they white flowers or?
Oh, they're beautiful blue.
Blue, okay.
Beautiful.
Do you know the variety of blue?
No, I live in a condo, and it was here when I got here.
Okay. On the leaves, are they serrated or are they smooth?
They're serrated.
Serrated, okay. You might have an endless summer hydrangea there, just based on that. But the thing with an endless summer hydrangea, if that's what it is, you can actually prune it any time of year and have it rebloom the next year. But that is not necessarily the thing that you have to do, right? It's not it's not the end all here. What I'd like to see you do in the spring is actually fertilize it with a product called superphosphate.
Okay.
So superphosphate has a heavy middle number. So there's 3 numbers on the bag. The middle number is phosphorus.
Okay.
And phosphorus helps flowers, but it helps root development. It helps all of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So You do that as soon as the ground thaws out. Okay? Once the ground thaws out on the drip line of the plant, so which, you know, however wide it is, like you said, it's 5 by 5. Mm-hmm. On those sides, that's where you will put the fertilizer in. Okay?
Okay.
And at the same time, you know, you would let that go, you know, get into there, work its way through, and about 4 to 6 weeks later, probably like 6 weeks later, I'd want you to use a fertilizer from Espoma called 10-10-10, or just garden food, okay? And the garden food you can use a couple times during the season, especially with hydrangeas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to really help the development throughout the entire plant. You really get some nice green foliage and some flowers later on. And then what I'd want you to do is once it's done flowering next year, and I believe that your flowers will be more, you know, proficient,
mm-hmm.
cut it back right after it flowers so that you
so
can...
Not this year,
right?
Okay.
I mean, if... You said, did you say there were some flowers on it right now?
There are three huge, beautiful blue.
Okay.
But like I said, there's upwards of 10 half dollar size.
Yeah.
And they're never going to bloom.
So what I would do is I would definitely prune the flowers back at the end of the season, but I wouldn't do it right now. I would look for it to get a little bit colder because we're going to have a warm up this next week. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be 80, but it's still going to be in the 70s, low 70s or 60s. And what our plants are still going to be active. And so what I don't want to happen for your plant is you to prune those flowers back and then the plant decide I got to start popping out two new shoots. And then the two new shoots happen. And then the frost hits and does more damage. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We want the frost to kind of hit it so we know that the plant is then going to go dormant and then we can cut those flowers off to keep it going. So if you want to hang tight for a second, I have to hit a break. I want to go into a little bit more. So hang tight.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News.
Ethan Crumbly, the teenager accused of gunning down 4 students and injuring several others at his Michigan high school, is expected to plead guilty to all 24 charges against him on Monday. That's according to the chief assistant prosecutor in Oakland County. The charges against him include terrorism and murder. Crumbly, who is now 16, was 15 at the time of the November 30th, 2021 shooting at Oxford High School. The number of migrant encounters at the U.S. southern border climbed to a record more than 227,000 during the month of September. This is according to data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Leslie in regards to hydrangea and, you know, do we prune? What do we do at this time of year? And so what we were talking about is waiting a little bit longer before pruning them, right? You know, the next week to 10 days will be a bit warm. We're not getting a ton of very cold weather where it's like staying cold during the day all day. But we'll get some cool overnights. And at that point, once we've had a few, maybe 3-4 frosts, that's when you can cut the blooms back. And this is for multiple reasons. The main reason is, like you said, 3 of them are huge. Now imagine the snowfall that we could get, covering those, bending the plant down and breaking, and, you know, could affect a deeper part of the plant and almost cut like half the plant out. So when they're done flowering, when you start to see the frost has hit them, cutting them back is only going to help the plant long term. And you can do as simply as cutting just the flower back, or you could cut, you know, the branch back a bit. Really up to you on what you want to do. But the idea is, if you have those buds that stay there, because the hydrangea flowers, when they dry out, can sit on the plant and not just fall off.
Right.
So it could do more damage later. And so that could be, you know, say something like that has happened in the past, where the buds stay on, it does some damage, and you don't see it, and then when it has to get pruned off, it's too late. It's already developed its buds. It's already done all those things for the year. And when you cut it back, it's gone. So that's just something that it could be. You know, that fertilization in the spring with superphosphate is going to help push more blossoms.
Is that like a bloom booster?
It is, right?
Okay.
But this is the granular form. So the granular form you want to do first thing in the spring because it's a slower release.
Okay.
Now, for that liquid version of a bloom booster, the way to really help make your blooms last longer and start to develop even bigger is when the flowers just start to bloom, right? So they need the buds. It's not right when the buds are there. It's when the flower starts to open up a little bit. At that point, switch your fertilizer to the liquid form of a bloom booster. Because what it does is that liquid is readily available to the plant. And so it's almost like an instant feed. So it'll go right to the flowers and help them become, bigger and better. Whereas the granular can take up to 6 weeks to really start working. And sometimes at that point, the flower's already gone, right? So use that type of, thought when for a bloom booster. Any time a plant is just starting to open up the flowers, that's when you would use the bloom booster to help keep the blooms longer and get bigger and better blooms.
This plant did not even begin to bloom until just about a month ago. My daughter calls it a late bloomer.
Yep.
Where everyone else is seemingly around, bloomed August.
Yeah, and it happens sometimes with the plants. Maybe something happened over last winter that kind of stunted it at first and pushed it back, a few weeks. From previous, that can definitely happen. But I, following a couple of those techniques that I brought up, I would definitely, I definitely think it's going to help you.
So leave it alone this fall. Use the super phosphate high number early. Then when the blooms, put the bloom booster on.
Yep.
Then at the end of next season, I cut it back.
At the end of next season, when it's done flowering, you can cut it back maybe a little bit earlier. One thing just to add to that is this year, with those three big blossoms that you have, make sure you cut those back this year.
Okay.
So it doesn't hurt the plants long term.
So how far above the ground do I cut back next year?
So next year, if you wanted to, you could cut it in half. You could cut a quarter. You could cut a third. Really up to you on how you want to do it. I wouldn't go ground level.
Okay.
I took an endless summer last year, and I cut it back to ground level, and I had no blossoms this year. And, I purposely cut it back to the ground. My dog was a very young puppy at that point and was deciding she wanted to eat the leaves. Well, they're not good for her. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to cut the whole thing back and we'll start over. So I kind of knew that. But you don't want to cut it all the way back because then you're going to affect the flowers completely for next year.
Okay.
Okay?
So this type of hydrangea does not bloom on old wood?
If it's an endless summer, it does not bloom on...
Okay.
It blooms on old and new.
Okay.
Whereas if it is a... some of the blue, the old style and the more classic varieties like a Nikko blue, those can bloom on last year's growth. So that's why I'm saying only cut off the blossoms for this year.
Right.
Because it's kind of going to be a test to see which one it is. And if we just cut the blossoms back and next year it's blooming crazy, then we know... For years to come, only cut back the flowers after they bloom. And that's the time to do it. And don't get rid of all of the growth because it needs this year's growth for next year.
Okay.
But from what it sounds like, it could be an endless summer. But, you'll be able to tell based on just cutting the blossoms off. And if it blooms very proficiently next year...
Uh-huh.
It might be one of those styles where it blooms on old wood.
Okay, now what about, I cut the buds off too that I have?
I would cut the buds back too, yeah, because they're not going to, they're only going to do some damage. But wait another week to 10 days if you can.
All right. I can do that. Thank you so much, Patrick. I love listening to your show.
Well, thank you, Leslie. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got plenty of open lines for you, so definitely call us. If you have some questions, we'll do everything we can to help you out. It's starting to lighten up out there, right? It's a possibility of some rain later. Like I said earlier, the next 4 days is a good possibility of rain. So let's hope we get some of it, but not all of it. Because we've been getting some good rain lately. It's been nice to have to help get out of the drought before winter, right? That is huge for our plants. It is huge for our lawns. It's huge in general, right? Because being in a drought, it just makes everything else around it worse. You know, you walk outside. If it's not in a good condition, you're just like, meh. But when we have some good lawns, some good everything, you're like, all right, yeah, I can deal with this. So the only downfall, so I have I go to a number of different sites, but the drought status on mass.gov, right, hasn't been updated since October 7th. I guess maybe they do it once a month here, but I'll tell you, the amount of rain we've been getting has been good. It is definitely helpful, and it's really helpful for next year, getting our plants ready for winter. So what I was concerned about earlier in the year, with no rain in sight, was our plants drying out, and then going into the winter, getting more winter damage. Because what else could have happened, right, is our plants could have gotten hit by this drought, dried out, winter damage, breaking, some of the trees could fall over, that type of thing. I was nervous about that, especially if we had a rough, cold, windy winter. So it's getting better. I'm actually found another site while we were talking here for that drought monitor, and it's updated a bit more since Thursday. And a lot of the state, right, is in a moderate drought, or excuse me, an abnormally dry drought, and then some of the state is in a moderate drought. And actually, the North Shore, the Essex County is the worst of the state in the severe drought still. So, you know, it's getting better, because at one point we were in extreme drought, which was like red levels. It's good. Oh, but like to be able to finish off the season with some nice weather, but the rain is going to hit us. So just some food for thought, some thoughts for the future here, but we're doing better. I'm so happy to see that the rain is hitting us, because it was such a bad summer for that. Our plants took a toll. So hopefully yours are coming back. Your lawns are starting to look good. I know I'm getting some green out there. You know, I mentioned earlier we finally had our stumps taken out. We had 40 stumps taken out in our front yard this week. We used a company called Iron Tree, bright green trucks, great guys. They actually had a opening, right? They came to the house and finalized some of the cost for us on Tuesday. Wednesday morning, they showed up to do everything after we okayed everything. They had an opening, and they were just like, oh, we're just going to come and do it. It was like, all right, perfect. But now the real work begins. I will be getting rid of, removing some of that, those chips, right? Moving them into a different area, creating a compost area, adding leaves, adding all my other debris to it. But some of the lawn is just so holy, right? It was just all over the place that I'm probably going to leave some of it, adding a compost level, and then adding loom over the top of it. You know, spreading it out so it's not all in one spot, taking those areas where it really beat down and has some dips, compacting those areas or removing some, right? And then adding more loom to those areas. But it's going to be so nice to have almost a lawn, right? Kids can actually go run in the front yard versus just in one small spot out back. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'll tell you, the amount of chips that come out of some of these stumps, I mean, I'd moved one area yesterday, one stump, and it was about 4 yards of chips because they took the roots and everything. It was awesome. I wish I could have seen it because it was an automated service where a guy walked around next to the machine using like a remote control. Man, I miss them cutting the trees. I miss this. Like I have a job or something. Anyways, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham watering tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have plenty of time left in the show. If you have some questions, we can answer them for you for the garden. It's a good time to be out in the garden the next, few days here, get some things done, and be ready for next year. Everything we do now for our garden is only going to benefit next year's garden. So that's what we're looking to do. So get out there and enjoy it if you can while it's still, temperatures are still, decent, instead of having to go out there doing some pruning and sweatshirts, winter hats, etc. Maybe get out there and do it when it's not so bad. So just some thoughts right now, because I know we're looking for some things to do. I started touching base on some of the perennials we can cut back, some of the shrubs and trees, right? Cutting back some of the dead, dying branches, some of the sucker growth that's on there. It's only going to take away from what it does, for next year, and it's only going to affect the plants for next year, right? But if we leave them on there, it's going to pull energy away from them. It's going to pull some of the moisture over the winter. Those are things we don't want to worry about. Another thing that, temperature-wise, today's a good day, but weather-wise in the next, week, with seeing a bunch of rain in the forecast, isn't a great thing, but we should be thinking about doing soon, is spraying our evergreens with wilt-proof or wilt-stop, right? It's that time of year, but the temperatures will tell us, as they're starting to die back, we need to get this taken care of. And this is the time of year. This is when we do it to help protect them for the next year. So we want to make sure the temperatures are above 45 degrees, right? We want to make sure that we're using it on just about every evergreen except for the blue, like blue spruces, those types of things. It actually can affect some of the blue color. But that being said, you could also use this on some of the roses that you prune back, some of the hydrangeas that you prune back to protect the buds for next year, keep them, the moisture in there, because it looks like we could have a decent, snowy winter in this area and cold. So just keep it in mind of what you're doing. We definitely want to look at, protecting them for winter. So when we're spraying this product, some Wilt Stop or Wilt Proof, either one, want to make sure we get all over the plant, underneath the leaves and on top of the leaves. It's not just a, one and done type thing. On a lot of these, you have to actually spray again in about 3 to 4 months. Now, if you're doing it now, 3 to 4 months here, so, that's November, end of November, end of December, end of January, in 3 months, and then end of February, we still have, maybe 2, maybe 1 month left of winter. But usually around that time, usually end of January, beginning of February, we get a random warm-up for like a couple days. It's almost like Mother Nature's like, all right, get out here, spray, then I'm going to get cold again, and we'll go back to winter. Sometimes happens, but, you never know. But anyways, protecting our plants with Wilt Stop or Wilt Proof is huge. We need to help take care of our plants. And this is something we're doing. So anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about 2 hours left in the show. Sun's really just starting to pop out fully. It's getting harder and harder, I swear, every morning to wake up. But get up, get ready for the day, get some planting done, get some cleanups done. Call us with questions, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We will be back in a few.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.